Morning Show on News Talk 1520 KVTA. Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local job outlook data and employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Investment Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Investment Board. Today we have Teresa Johnson, Director of Adult and Continuing Education at Ventura Unified School District, Tony Skinner, Tri-County's Building and Construction Trade Council, and also Cheryl Moore with us from the WIB, WIB, to talk to us about early work experience, internships, and how to get youth on track for career planning. So how is everybody this morning?
Great.
Very well.
It's good to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in. So, Teresa, if we could start off with you, why is it important that youth have opportunities for early work experience? Tell us about that.
I think exposure to positive adult role models is critical, especially for youth with barriers. And then for all youth, the exploration of their natural skills and interests is a wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, with us, we were talking about all the jobs we had when we were kids. The one thing you get when you get your own check and you look at that and you see how the government takes to, I remember my brother, I told the story a little earlier, Dad, do you realize how much the government, my dad said, got it, son. I really do understand. But when you do get your own check, when you get that experience, you're mixing with adults and you start to really see what's going on. So it is important to get the kids out here. Now, Tony, from your perspective in the trades, what do young people need to get a good start on their careers? What's the best thing to get a kid motivated into working?
Well, for almost any of the trades or manufacturing or anything, they need to have math and communication skills. Mm-hmm. They need to have a work ethic. They need to know how to critically think outside the box to solve problems. And they need to know how to work as a team, because in almost any workplace, you're going to be intermingling with other people. And that's sorely lacking right now.
Yeah, that guy just told me what to do. Uh-huh. Exactly. So getting that discipline going, and I really love the thing, because we deal with it in our workplace, is the dedication and the chance to really show that you can put in the time, do the time, respect the work, and get that work ethic going. That's one thing that sometimes, every time when you get older, the generation behind you, they don't have any more ethics. And I find myself saying that all the time. So yes, I have definitely jumped the shark on that. So that's a really good way to get the kids going. And the other thing you bring up, math. That will get you so far if you get through that. It'll open up a lot of opportunities for you. Teresa, what programs are offered in Ventura County Schools to help youth understand the connection between school and the skills they'll need for a job or a career?
Well, at the elementary level, volunteering is critical, along with their reading skills and their math skills. Middle schools, there are career electives like computer skills, mm-hmm. woodworking, a variety of fine arts that they can take. At the high school level, there are career stands. For instance, Foothill High School here in Ventura has a biomedical strand, and that's a very exciting program. And then in the alternative high schools, there's El Camino, and students can work independently, and they can take on rodeos, they can take on ballet, they can be professional surfers. And so those are really wonderful opportunities. In all the schools, there are activities like job shadowing, work experience programs. You talked a little bit earlier about getting that card so you mm-hmm. can do your work experience. You know, you have to be a really responsible student to be able to do that this day and age and have that count as an elective. And then finally, there are things like career days that the counselors provide. Throughout the county, then, there's a program called the Regional Occupational Programs, and that's where they can, learn skills in a variety of areas.
I always love the question, why do I have to learn this? Why do I have to know this? Is a huge question kids ask mm-hmm. when it comes to anything from algebra, and the connections great teachers make is, if you do this, you can become a landscape. Well, what do you mean? But to understand what a job takes with geometry, higher right. math, it's really important. Mm-hmm. If you want to get into architecture, anything computer science these days, you better have these skills. So the excellent teachers in the communities are the ones that can tie one into the other. And that's where, geek becomes rich guy. And that's what we love. That's one of the things that's really important. Cheryl, if we can bring you over to the microphone, please. If employers want to offer work experience for youth, what can they do?
They can go to their local school districts. They can contact the County Office of Education, Regional Occupation Programs, go to the community colleges and the universities and say, I am an employer who is really interested in having an intern in my business. For ideas to get started, you can go to the Workforce Investment Board website. That's www.wib.ventura.org. And there you'll find ideas for starting an internship program in your business and also connections to some of these resources in the community.
Now, what you see, if I can go a little outside the box here, what you see, the overall picture for kids, are kids going to work as hard as we hope they will? Do you see good signs in the children today, you know, that are going up into that level where they're getting their first jobs? Are you seeing good things, basically, in your view?
We're seeing very exciting things that are happening. More and more youth are wanting to work because their families need for them mm-hmm. to be able to work, and it's harder and harder for them to find the jobs because so many of the adults are taking jobs that youth were taking before, say in retail and fast food, that kind of thing. So the desire is even greater.
Tony, you're a long time, as a matter of fact, a lifetime, second generation. Over the years you've been here in Ventura, how's the outlook looking for you when you look at kids today?
I kind of agree with what you said before about, you know, every generation mm-hmm. says, the, you know, the next
when
one didn't work as hard.
You
know, we walked to school
exactly.
uphill both ways.
Uh-huh.
But I do see a real lack of basic skills with kids coming out of high school. A lot of that has to do with everybody was going to go to a four-year college,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's how we started teaching. And we got rid of a lot of the career technical aspect of what was going on. And with that, kids now don't know how to work with other people. Half of them don't own an alarm clock. Most of the kids I know that come to our apprenticeship programs, they don't understand why they have to work a 40-hour week. They don't understand that contractor wants them there every day.
They don't understand that. Darn kids today. I've been here 7 hours. Really? You know, and it's just, to me, it's like, because one of the things that comes through, and I've got two young kids. I'm an old daddy. I've got a 9 and a 4. So, you know, I'm trying to get them into, you know, the concept of working. And it is, you want me to do what? And once the kids get into it, you know, they're great because we have, you know, a lot of youth working in this building and they're A+, terrific. It's just our job to make sure, because one of the deals is my dad was born in 1920. So he went through the incredibly rough times of the world, went through a depression and walked right into a war where, you know, a lot of guys did combat. Then I walked through a relatively soft time. So we've always got to check ourselves and hope that we maintain that toughness that's so important, getting a good education and getting out there and, you know, really taking your swings and going through the workforce and the workplace properly. And we need organizations like yours, like the WIB, to really get people on the right path. So congratulations for the work you're doing.
Thank you very much. You know, there's one thing that really is interesting is that so many of the youth never want to do another essay. They never want to mm-hmm. do another word problem that doesn't actually apply to something they have a passion for. And that's why it's really important for the Workforce Investment Board to create opportunities for those people to get the soft skills that Tony was talking about, so then they can join the workforce. They know how to make eye contact. They know how to have a firm handshake. They know how to have a conversation with adults, too.
Yeah, so have a speech class. Take your math class. Get out there and really work it. And remember, kids, when they're making you read some of this literature, the good thing about that is when you get older, you can reference things. It opens up your vocabulary and your ability to converse, and it's excellent. So please pay attention in school. I know it's tough, but they're there for a reason, and work with the Workforce Investment Board. So one more time, Cheryl, for employers, just to make sure they know where to go and what to do, give us direction in that, please.
Go visit the Workforce Investment Board website at www.wib.ventura.org. And keep in mind that this investment of time with a young person with your business is a good way to do business, and you get a chance to help shape the workforce of your future.
Yeah, it's really important. And thank you so much for coming in. In closing, I'd like to thank Teresa, Tony, and Cheryl for coming in to KVTA this morning for Workforce Wednesday. Next month, we'll talk about other ways the WIB is working to make connections between our future workforce and the needs of local businesses. Check back on Wednesday, March 21st. And in the meantime, for more information, go to www.wib.ventura.org. That's www.wib.ventura.org. And thank you so much for coming in. Kids got to get to work. And kids, once you start getting that check, you'll really understand what it's all about. So thank you very much for coming in this morning. Really appreciate it. On News Talk 1520 KVTA, we got a working man on the phone. That would be Ron Grant. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
You know, we're doing